Brand new album dropped from Danny Gokey. It's called Jesus People. Danny Gokey's with us this morning. Hey, Danny.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going great. I love the title of Jesus People. It makes me think of, you know, the 70s, the hippies. But that name has a very special meaning to you, and it almost didn't get called that. What happened here?
Yes. So I love the name Jesus People. It's based off, you know, a song that's on the record. And we got some pushback because of the times we live in. And I don't want to villainize anyone because it really isn't a story of a villain. It is, or someone not wanting me to name it Jesus People, but it's I think, an essence of what we're living in and how things can be very taboo. And when I mentioned I wanted to name my album Jesus People, my record label and my manager, they called a meeting. And it wasn't to celebrate the name Jesus People. And here's what it was. It was just, hey, by the way, we've noticed in the past that a lot of times if you mention the name Jesus, platforms can flag it as extreme, or especially Jesus People, it can be flagged as extreme, or and them not wanting to playlist it and not wanting to get it out because, you know, what does it exactly mean? So it really was, hey, it was, we support you. That's what it was in essence, but it was, we don't know if this is going to hurt the album and shut doors, as opposed to if you name it something else, it can, you know, if you name it a different name, that's, I guess, not so, how would you put it? That's,
well, just, in a way, they were trying to help you be more successful,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that was the key. So it's not, there's no villains or nobody just trying to get in the way. It's always just, hey, we can encounter some road bumps, and this could actually do the exact opposite of what you wanted to do. And it was worth listening to, you know, but in the end, I just knew that Jesus People was the right answer.
Hmm. But initially you said, okay, well, we'll go your direction.
Yeah, I did. And so, yeah, we'll take it a little deeper here. I actually just said, okay, you know, a lot of times you want your team to always be on your side.
Yeah.
And I remember with another song that I had wanted to release that didn't go as high as, I pushed the label and the record team to release a fourth song off my last record, and it didn't get the bite or the success that we thought it would get, especially since it came out the gate flying. Anyway, so I knew that I didn't want to keep overriding my team when they said something. So I was about to name the album He Believes in You, because that's another song in the album, a very special song that I wrote. That God, you know, God spoke to me one time years ago. And yeah, so I decided, I was like, I'll do that. And then my manager was out on vacation, or she was out doing something, and the Lord began to deal with her heart. And because I just didn't want to fight my whole team and just, you know, plow through.
Right.
But she came back and said, we're supposed to name it Jesus People. The Lord dealt with my heart. And I said, awesome. That's what I wanted the whole time.
Well, what does it mean to be a Jesus person, a Jesus people?
Yeah, I think the thing that sticks out to me is that, you know, Jesus really did bring the message of unity and love. And right now, we live in a world that is tearing us apart. Cancel culture, politics, the gap between the poor and the wealth, identity politics. I mean, there's everything that is dividing us. And Jesus had the only message that truly unified. And so it was like a clarion call to people, like, it's time for Jesus people to stand up and spread the message. We are people who love. We are people who unify. Now, there's going to be people that twist and try to say that we're bigots and all those different things, but that's only words. Our actions can bring the healing. People can try to slander Jesus people, which they've done for generations, but it is the truth of who we are in our character that'll be, that as we show love, which is patient, kind, long-suffering, never failing, never keeping records of wrongs, loves all things, hopes all things, believes all things. This is the actions that'll begin to show people that we are the message. We carry the message of love.
Mm. His new album is called Jesus People. He also has a pretty amazing podcast with his wife, Liaset. It's called Livin' La Vida Gokey. Check it out, too. We've been speaking with Danny Gokey. Thanks, Danny.
Todd, you're the man. I so appreciate you bringing me on to talk to everyone. And I wanted to say thanks to all my Canadian fans. I love Canada. I miss being there. But hopefully when things ease up, I'll be able to come out there and start doing some shows again, because it's a beautiful place and beautiful people. Yeah.